Welcome to Sacred Success, the alchemy of spiritual business, where Michelle Barr talks to conscious entrepreneurs and spiritual seekers about creating a better life and a better business now. Building your own business is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development course you could ever enroll in. And that's why Michelle does the work she does for you. We're glad you're here with Michelle Barr on the Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, welcome to Sacred Business Success, the alchemy of conscious business. I'm Michelle Barr, and I'm your host. I'm also your sacred business coach, intuitive strategist, and mindset mentor. You can come over and interact with me at sacredbusinesssuccess.com, ask questions, make comments, and talk with me during the show. I'm so excited to talk to you about this topic because it's so important, and I see more and more people stepping in and searching for meaning in their life and searching for purpose, and then not just wanting that to be something that they have on the side or that they do, which is my story from many years ago. And I was very dissatisfied. I made myself very sick, and I was searching. And now I have integrated my life and my work so that all of those are one. And you start working toward having that more integrated, authentic life. And building your own business, I believe, is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development course that you will ever enroll in. And it's a journey. And a lot of people are choosing to make this a part of their sacred journey, a part of their spiritual and personal growth journey, is through business. It will grow you like nothing else. It will also create the most extreme abundance, living this life, living your soul purpose full out. I've been a personal transformation specialist for over 22 years, so I always knew that I was a helper and healer. And in the beginning, I didn't do that work at all. So then I tried to fulfill that by going out and helping and healing and fixing my friends who didn't always want to be fixed and looking for volunteer opportunities and trying to fulfill that. Then I had some big things happen in my own life. I went through my own personal transformation, and then I really stepped more into, I've got to have this in my life. I've got to be doing what I'm about and expressing who I am out in the world. It becomes this knowing and this calling and this nudging. So then I took some very traditional routes. So I knew I wanted to be a helper and a healer. I wasn't sure how to do that. Some things crossed my path. And I stepped into a graduate program and got a master's of education degree. And I became a counselor, a mental health therapist, and was doing my work in that way. And yet I believe that there is a spiritual component in every crisis, in every life event, no matter what you believe. And for even people who say they don't necessarily believe in God or spirit or source or the universe or any energy or power, there is still a spiritual component. So it's a personal growth component or a sacred component. And I felt like I wasn't able in my surroundings and my setting and working under the guidelines to fulfill that and express that and to really help people in the way that I had been helped and that I knew would help them. And I was working in a psychiatric hospital, and I saw the work the hospital chaplains were doing. And I had always felt really called to study theology and called into seminary. And at that time, I found a seminary that was a really good match for me, an interfaith seminary. And I felt called to do that as the next part of my spiritual journey. And when I came out of seminary, I started working as a hospital chaplain. So now I was addressing the spiritual piece And I had the mental health background, so I was working with the mental and emotional pieces, but I still was not able to fully bring myself and my work into the world. I was still feeling limited in what I could do in my work and what I knew would work. And at that time, I was really working with a lot of alternative and complementary therapies and energy psychologies. And I started doing some energy healing work. And that was when I took a big step to step into doing my own work in the world, to really bring all those pieces of me, to bring that counselor and that chaplain and that healer, and then eventually the coach, and to step out and do my work as me. And it started changing my life, the very inner fabric of my life. And it started changing the lives of everybody connected to me, my husband, my children, even my relationships with my parents and my siblings. My whole world changed. Everything, the way things looked, the way I felt, the people who came in my life, all of that. And it was because I started living this more integrated journey and being able to be and do the same thing. Where I was the most disconnected from myself and from source and from my life and the most dissatisfied, which then played out with drama and distraction all through my life, was when I knew I was being one thing inside of me, and then I was doing something that wasn't congruent to that. So all the different parts of me were not on board, and it was like you pull somebody, your arms and legs in all different directions, not moving forward in the same direction. As you listen to me talk about this, some parts of my journey and my story may be similar to yours. And that's where I hope we'll connect every week as we come together and we get deeper and deeper into my journey and your journeys. And I want to hear your journeys. And I want to speak to that because I've been walking this path and now I walk it with a lot of people. I'm blessed because of what I stepped out and did for myself and what I created, that now I get to share this journey with a lot of people and help them step into who they really are. I bumped up a lot of things along the way, bumped up against a lot of things and a lot of beliefs, limiting beliefs, cultural concepts, family issues. So things both inside of me, things I had been conditioned with, and just things that the general world and the mass consciousness believes in. And so in my work, and as I talk with you every week, I really want to get into that. Money, spirituality, gifts, bringing yourself into the world, bringing your personal growth and spirituality into the marketplace, wanting to be in conscious business. And what does conscious business even mean? And I want to bring you tools, the tools that I do in my own work that I've developed and that I do with my clients and students are powerfully practical because it's got to be something we can apply in our real world and get real world results. And at the same time, for a lot of us, it's got to have purpose and it's got to have meaning. So I bring you a bag full of tools that are powerfully practical, and at the same time, they're spiritually rich. They're rich with opportunity for personal growth or spiritual growth, whichever way you come at that, that inner work. I talk about doing the energetic work first and then taking action, and I'm all about taking action as a key integral step. So I want to talk to you about all these things as I invite you to take this journey with me and really step in and see where there are opportunities for your own personal and spiritual growth and opportunities for you to create sacred business success, to step into conscious business and explore what that means for you and for the world. And I really invite you to see what answers I can bring that are answers to questions that you have been asking for. Because I'm going to talk to you a lot about universal guiding principles and about energy and synchronicity and serendipity, and then our action in the world and how all of that comes together. And so you have been asking for something. You have been asking for things. And in that asking, you're getting answers. Answers and opportunities are showing up. So I want you to consider, when you show up and interact with me and learn with me and share with me, that there are things here that are answers to questions you've been asking. And that's why this has come into your awareness. So this is a conscious journey. This is about becoming conscious. There are things in your subconscious that have been driving your bus. They've been making your decisions. They've been causing you to have reactions, to act or not act, to get involved in things and with people or not. And so I want you to start realizing that by becoming conscious, you're bringing those things to the surface, so they no longer drive you and they no longer control you, but instead you are able to take control of your own life and create your own reality. And so we're going to do some things today that get you started. This is the perfect time with a new year, with a new beginning, and really the things you want to create. So we are going to start working on this together, and I'm going to bring you tools today. We're also going to dive deeper into these concepts, these underlying principles, these guiding principles that help you create your own sacred business success, and even more important, create a life that you want to be living. I want to leave you with this, that the biggest payoff that comes to you is the ability to be able to create a vision of the life you want to live and then create a business that supports and sustains that life. That's what makes it so worth it. That's what makes this journey really come together, is instead of what a lot of people do, which is they build their life around the work they're having to do and the life they're having to live. Instead, create a vision of the life you want to live and then create a business that supports and sustains that. And it's very possible.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
So let's explore this further. Let's really dive in and think about that. It's so possible. I'm living it. And I'm sharing with other people how to live that. Creating that vision. So with this new year and new beginnings, and we're coming up on a new moon, all of that newness, all of that energy to really come into a place of what do you want your life to look like and start there. So we may have been focused on different pieces. I really need more money. I really want to be out in the world doing my work. I really want to move. I really want something better for my family, my children, whatever it is. And those pieces are all important and they become really good goals. But I want you to start letting the energy work for you and letting your subconscious work for you and your own creative energy. This is a very simple tool I start my clients off with. And it's very helpful when I begin working with when I begin working with somebody in the beginning. Is create that vision. Just spend time creating that vision. Imagine you and I were having coffee and we are talking and I have not seen you in years and you have this life you've created. Or imagine if you'd rather write and you like to journal. You're writing me a letter and you're telling me about this wonderful life and I don't know anything that's going on and what's happened. So you're telling me or writing me in the now. It's happening now. It's going on now. You have it. And how are you feeling? Where are you living? Who's around you? What are you doing every day? Where are you traveling? What are you doing with your free time? What are you doing that you've never done before? What are you able to do? What car are you driving? What are you experiencing? What is your work like? Who are you serving? All the pieces of it. And a lot of you have gone through some of these exercises before. Consistency is key. And I will talk to you a lot about consistency. Consistency is more important than quantity. So here's the first tool where you can be really consistent. You start creating that vision. You start visiting that vision using all your senses. And do that 5 minutes a day. So I'm going to encourage you to start creating that vision and sit with that vision in a relaxed state, in a meditative state, in a reflective state, in a quiet place. Get yourself into that space for just 5 minutes every day and watch what happens. Create that vision. It's so important for everyone mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, but especially for people who are very important with their personal and spiritual growth journey, where it's very important for them, their life calling, they're responding to this. People are showing up in my world. Let me give you a better idea of this. There are a lot of people out in the world doing business. People are showing up in my world, and my own story is they're not necessarily starting by saying, I want to run a business and I want to make a lot of money. So let's see, I could buy a franchise, I could open a Subway sandwich shop, I could open a FedEx store, or no, I love shoes, I could open a shoe shop, I could sell something. What could I do? Now, it's all fine, and a lot of people do that. They have that entrepreneurial spirit, and they come in with that bottom line. And a lot of times, they get a passion for it because they get really good at it. The difference from where I come from is a lot of people come to me, and they may have thought, if I only didn't have to be doing this work that I have to do, and I wish I could do what I love, or I wish I could have the freedom or the security, and money comes into play there, and people want to make more money, and they want to have better lives. They want that freedom. They also are aware that they have this life's calling bubbling up in them. A lot of times they have a message they feel like they want and need to share. They see themselves standing on stages or speaking to large groups or teaching or writing a book or having products or coaching or consulting. And a lot of times they've been giving away what they love and what they're made to do. And they're just giving that away because they don't know how to monetize it. They don't know how to charge for it. They have a lot of beliefs, and we're going to really get into this more. They have a lot of beliefs that it's not possible, that people won't pay for it or that they shouldn't charge for it. But people need it and they're hardwired to help and heal. And so they're out there giving it away. But then when they can't pay their own bills and meet their own needs and they're exhausted, and then they're having to go expend energy doing work they don't love at jobs they don't love, they get resentful, they get angry, they get full of despair, they get disappointed, they get hopeless, they lose hope, and they don't know a better way. And they say, someday I'll find a way, but for now, I've got to keep doing this. And so they keep doing it. And they don't do their life's calling. And they don't do their life's calling in a way that creates abundance for them as well. Here's a key paradigm shift. It sounds so simple when I say it, and yet when I really heard it and was able to hear it and embraced it, it changed everything for me. And so I want you to hear this. The highest good of all includes you, or it's not for the highest good. Really let that land. A lot of us, myself included, was just out in the world running and going and going and doing on one hand what I was expected to do, what I should do, what I must do, and living roles as wife and mother and daughter and successful businesswoman, and then stay-at-home mom, and then part-time business, all those different roles. And yet I wasn't doing what I was made to do and what I do best and what I love to do. That's the thing that people knew me for. Even when I stepped into a job and I was a manager or whatever the work I was doing, I always ended up doing this other work. And that's what my employees and my colleagues and coworkers and bosses really saw in me. That's what friends would call me for. And then you become on call to people, and yet all of a sudden your life's not thriving and you're sick and exhausted and worn out. You're giving energy, and you're not filling yourself. That's where things have to change. Can you believe that when you're really in your purpose, that extreme abundance is for you? We talk more than anybody else about believing in an infinite and abundant universe. And yet, people in our community, more than anywhere else, a lot of times are not living that. So why is that? Really take a look. Because it's possible, and I'm here to show you and live by example. One thing you'll learn about me the more we journey together, I don't ever ask you to do anything that I haven't already done, and I always go first. And then I share my journey. I live this life, and I share my journey in my life. And so I won't ever talk about things that I haven't already lived and put into practice. It is possible to turn your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business. And everybody will have different reasons why they want to do that. And you'll get in touch with those reasons. So this is about you. This is about starting with you and building work and a business, taking you and your gifts out into the marketplace. And that's where I talk about it can get scary and tough. Even if you can sell a product all day long, a product you believe in, a product you use, or even something you've bought or built, to step out and sell yourself is a whole different journey in itself. And one of the reasons we talk about being fully conscious in that journey is because you really do. You really have inner work to do. This begins with a message that is bubbling and up and emerging inside of you, that is coming out of you and can only come from you, work that can only come through you, that is unique. It also involves your powerful story, places you've walked. You were somewhere going through something. You did something different. And now you're in this place and there are people who just need to know, just need help in getting from where they are to where you are. You have something to offer. You have something to offer the world. And in a perfect system, working with the universal energy and our own energy, there are lots of universal laws. We're very familiar with the law of attraction. It has grown in awareness over the past few years. But I talk about all the laws. There are a lot of laws of the universe, and one is the law of giving and receiving. And we are built with both the giving and the receiving. And there are a lot of people out doing a lot of giving and not receiving. And then there are a lot of people in the world doing a lot of receiving and not giving. So this is about engaging, stepping in this year and starting to give what you have and at the same time receiving your own good. Everyone right now, wherever you stand, has something to give and something to receive. And if everybody were all in, stepping in, giving what they had and receiving what they need, things would run a lot smoother. And when you step into this kind of flow in your life and your world, your world will change. Something I really want to leave you with here is that a lot of people start by getting that nudge, that urge, that calling to change the world. And that's how it really starts. We think differently. We feel differently. A lot of times we're more sensitive and we're tuned in and we want to change the world. And yet a lot of you maybe hopefully have learned the hard lesson I learned. You can't just run out there and rescue and save people that don't want to be helped. And your stuff will come up every time. So I am proposing a new way where you get very conscious and very grounded and focused and centered, and you take yourself out into the world with what you have to offer and you receive your abundance. You start playing full out. You start growing and evolving and learning. And all along the way, you are giving your peace. That will change your world. And your living by example will change the worlds of others and the people you serve. And that is what will change the world. Think about that, and we'll talk more in a minute.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Katrina Kavanagh, host of the I Am Wisdom radio show. I Am Wisdom is about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and living a wonderful life. Looking forward to sharing each Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
So let's really now jump into some powerfully practical processes to get you moving, because as I talk, I'm hoping that something I say inspires you and motivates you, gives you some information and some education. And at the same time, I want you to really have some things that you can take away and apply today and this week and this month. Really add some things to your own daily practice or your own spiritual practice. When I'm looking at being in business and doing my work, I'm spending time in both the energy of giving and the energy of receiving, the energy of doing and the energy of being, and I'm weaving those together. And so I have business practices that I'm going to share with you, and then I have spiritual and personal practices, and both are equally important when we go out into the world. So I want to tell you that we are halfway through the first month of the new year, January, and this month for me is off to a great start. And a big part of that is because of work I did in December, inner work, mindset work, and focus work, setting powerful intentions. And you can do this now. We're still in the first month of the new year, and then really you can carry this through and do it anytime. We have lots of cycles. We have the first day of every new month. We have the first day of every new week. We have a new moon. You can follow that cycle. Lots of it. Different seasons. You can use these processes. I am seeing the extreme abundance that is coming both because I am fully committed to living my soul purpose full out right now, and not just in my head. I am taking aligned action out in the world every day. And because of the work that I did in December to pave the way for this new year, I talk about doing the energetic work first, and then I talked about acting. Taking action. I have a whole body of work I developed a few years ago called Master, the Art of Taking Action. And I'll be sharing all of that with you because when I really first got into this work, I was helping a lot of people, and a lot of you who've done personal and spiritual growth and development work can relate. It feels really good. We get in in our minds and our bodies, and we're feeling and thinking, and we're discovering and shifting is what I call it. So we're discovering new ideas and we're embracing them and we're learning things about ourselves and then we're shifting. And a lot of people have these big dreams and visions in their head and they're never coming into the world. And the more they attach to those and the more they're doing all these spiritual and personal growth work and processes, they're actually not grounding them into 3D, into the physical world. Their lives were starting to get worse, and they were thinking, I'm reading all the books. I'm watching the Oprah TV shows. I am listening to everything. I'm buying all these things, and I'm meditating, and I'm journaling, and I'm using the tools, but they're not taking aligned action. And I saw the biggest gap there. So their relationships were faltering, their physical lives, sometimes their homes, their families. When it happened to me, all of a sudden my bills weren't getting paid and my children were acting out and my husband and I got very distant and even my pets were getting sick and acting up. And things in my home started breaking and things were falling away because I was not focused on them, because I was not paying attention to them. So it's really about pulling all of that powerful energy and processes and tools and things you know how to do down into the physical and put them into action. Now, on the flip side of this, this is not just about being busy, 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 because I did that for a lot of years too. So there are a lot of people not ever taking time to make those connections to higher self, higher good, the energy of others, source, the universe, that inner self. And they're just running around busy, busy, busy and doing, doing, doing. And this is not about just doing. That gets into a real energy of push, push, push. This is much more clearing the mental and emotional clutter so that that inspiration can come in And then when you get inspiration acting on it, there is nothing more powerful than starting to act on your inspirations and take inspired actions. So much movement will start happening. Everything will rush in to support you. Here's where a lot of people get stuck in that. They're waiting to see all those things I just said. You have to take the first step. You have to go first, and then everything comes in. And I can tell you that I have done this long enough now. It is that way every time, I promise you. And I wouldn't keep doing it if the payoff and the reward was so huge. When I tell you any and all of these things now, it's because I've come from a place where I no longer cannot do this. I do this and I know what it will bring me, and I know what it will do for me, my life, all the lives I'm connected with, and the people that I serve, and it changes my world, and that helps change the world. I turned my life into an experiment for the law of attraction in 2003. My life is unrecognizable, and myself as a person is unrecognizable from that person who was living that life. And you're going to hear more and more of that story as it relates to this journey we're taking together. It is all of these things that I bring you that I have put into action, and I've tried and I've learned, and I will share with you what I learned and where I tripped up and when I did better and all of these things. And I've pulled them together so that in a way now I've learned to pull them together in a way that I can then give them to you in bites, and I can give them to you in pieces and concepts so you can take those pieces. And as always, I invite you, take the pieces that resonate for you, and anything that doesn't, two things. If you listen to it and you look at it and you say, no, that just doesn't work for me, great. Set it down and hear the things that do. If things I say really charge you, then there is something inside calling to be cleared, healed, and resolved so that you can have what you're asking for. And then I invite you to look at why it charges you. Talk to me about it. Come on to sacredbusinesssuccess.com. which is my Facebook page, and interact with me. Ask me questions. Let's start some dialogue. That's the only way to start really getting through some of these things, is working with your own mentors, teachers, coaches, spiritual advisors, plugging into spiritual community, and then dialoguing, working through it, and then doing your personal inner work and getting resources that will open you up. Trust, there are things for you to hear that will open up those places that will help you get to where you want to go next. This is all about doing that energetic work. So I'm going to be talking to you about the being and the doing, the energetic work and the action, and giving you these tools that you can take and apply. So when we talk about those universal guiding principles and laws, I've come up with 9 that I have used for so long now that they are the universal guiding principles for intuitive success, for sacred business success, that I've used in my life and my business. They also are the underlying principles that guide the work that I do with my clients and students and everything I teach and apply. So we're going to be talking about those. And I want you to listen to them and take them in and think about them and be open to them and see what they bring up for you. So I'm going to share 1 with you right now. And I want to let you know, over the coming weeks and months, we'll be talking about all of them, as well as other core principles that I bring in to my work. But for these 9 universal guiding principles, you can go to 9universalguidingprinciples.com, and you'll be able to get a downloadable poster of all of these that you can print out and hang up in your space. You'll also be able to see them and go through them if that's something you're interested in. 9universalguidingprinciples.com, and I'm doing that with the 9. Number one, energy flows where attention goes. A lot of people are teaching this and using this and talking about this and have been ever since the law of attraction really came into our awareness and into the mainstream, and even longer when it was back in smaller circles and mystery schools and special religious and spiritual organizations. So you may have really heard this a lot. I want you to really listen to it and look at it fresh. Energy flows where attention goes. Because we're going to get into a lot of things about the stories you're telling that have energy behind them, and they're creating your world. They are creating your reality and what you're living. And so those stories are going to be powerful to work with. I always tell people on my Facebook community, in my coaching programs, my clients and students, in my spiritual business school, whatever you say is. Whatever you say is. So we're going to start looking at your powerful stories that you're telling, both the ones that are creating what you don't want and the ones that are creating what you do want, because you see, you're a powerful creator in both those circumstances. So I've been working with this long enough, and I had a really rough year in 2013, and I'll share about that as we go along. And so last year, I really dug in and applied even deeper and more intensively what I believe and what I'm about. And I turned to my own coaches and mentors and teachers and grew and evolved. So coming into January and already having the month that I'm having is because I put focused energy in a direction by putting my attention there. I did my visioning every day. I wrote about it. I talked about it. And I caught myself in the stories I was telling that were creating what I didn't want. And I said, wow, what if I rechanneled that to create what I do want? Think about that. Let that really land. You're creating unconsciously in every moment, in every second. So why not start creating more consciously? It's a continuum. And you will learn to create more and more consciously. We'll talk more about that in a minute.
Of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The Laying Out of Hands Healing Radio Show is about treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. Join me, Charles Smith, as I share life balancing measures such as nutrition and spiritual practices to help you take charge of your own health and wellness every Thursday at 7 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
So now, how can you start right now applying this to your life and seeing new results? If you want to create new results in your life, you take new actions. So we're going to go through this tool together. I was talking about that continuum. There's this continuum, and a lot of things are on a continuum that we're going to work with. So imagine there are people who are totally unconsciously creating. You're creating in every moment. You're creating a lot of what you don't want, and you're creating some of what you do want. So you want to learn to create more of what you do want and find out why you're creating what you don't want. It's about reading the feedback and being conscious. This helps you create the life you want to be living, and it will help you immensely in business. Everything I talk about will apply to both. So we have this continuum, and on the left end, you're unconsciously creating, and on the right end, you're fully consciously creating. So it's not like you jump one day all the way across that continuum and you're either good or bad, right or wrong. At any time, we are operating along that continuum, and a lot of factors come into play. When we're in our highest energy, we're higher on that continuum. When we're listening to things like this, and I'm teaching you and training you, when you're consciously engaged in doing it differently, you'll start paying attention. When you start paying attention to where you're flowing your energy, where you're sending your own attention, you will start doing this in different ways. So in the beginning, it's about becoming more conscious and aware and just starting to catch yourself. And this is that inner work, catching yourself when you're telling stories that start creating what you don't want, because the universe says, okay, whatever you say is. That's why people can have such different experiences and it doesn't seem to make sense. There's a lot that goes into us. We have certain times if we get really stressed, we have these stress defaults and we default into old patterns and limiting beliefs, toxic environments, toxic relationships, reactions that don't serve us. And so those stress defaults, we want to be aware of that and really be able to come out of that. So now, just from doing the inner work and working with my stuff, which comes up, which we're going to be working through when we get together on this journey, is now I can catch it a lot more quickly and I can be conscious more of the time. So last year was the most incredible, powerful, successful, abundant year I've ever had in my life, because I've been working on these things, and then a culmination comes of me fully stepping in, being who I am and taking that out into the marketplace, and me doing the inner work and catching myself and taking responsibility for what I'm creating. The more responsibility you take, the more powerful it becomes. And so your life becomes blessed in all these ways. When I say abundant, best year for my relationship in my marriage, best year for my children. We've done a lot of healing, and it wasn't by me trying to fix them and save them and rescue them or lecture them or threaten them. It was by me living by example and healing myself that healing extended out, because I changed who I was energetically and how I was being and what I was doing energetically. And so then other people change with that. And one builds on the other. And so you experience more happiness and joy and delight and hope. So now you're telling the universe, there is joy, there's happiness, things are working, things are going right, I'm blessed, I'm grateful. And then you get more of that. So being able to identify those stress defaults and being able to really become conscious of that. So I have what I've developed, an easy way for you to start working with this. And I want you to really track it over the next few days and the next 30 days. I call it my IOA formula for success. So we start by setting powerful intentions. So every day you have a thought. So here's the difference in a powerful intention. Every day you have thoughts that come and go about what you want and don't want and what would be really cool and what you need and what you don't need. To set a powerful intention is I grab one of those and I state it powerfully and focused, and I start sending my attention there, which starts sending energy there. So the more I am able to have that creative energy and send it in that direction, things start growing and I start getting supported. Ask and it is given is found in every sacred text. It is, yet a lot of people don't believe in it. And here's why. The minute you start asking, it is given immediately, but it doesn't always just fall in your lap. Sometimes it does. The cleaner and clearer I am, and the more I'm engaged in the law of giving and receiving, it can happen that way. But it also shows up as opportunity, and a lot of times we miss the opportunities because sometimes they're illogical. And that's when you follow the breadcrumbs, and it always leads to what you're asking for. You have to be willing to trust the process and trust yourself and trust spirit and follow the breadcrumbs. And I'm going to do a whole thing talking to you about that as we go along. Opportunities also aren't always convenient, and they aren't always comfortable. They will stretch and grow you, and here's why. If you were already a match to them, you would already have them. Because they're not in your world yet, you're not a match yet. So they're going to stretch and grow you. So people don't do it. They're waiting for something to just show up and drop in their lap, or it doesn't look like they thought it would, or once they see the opportunity, they no longer are willing to do what it takes because they get scared and all their stress defaults kick in and their limiting beliefs and all their stuff comes up. So if you were to get really conscious about this and you could just believe long enough that I'm telling you that the minute you ask and you state that powerful intention, then you need to step in and support yourself 100%. If it is true that whatever you say is, then imagine if you say what you want and then you follow it up with the reasons you can't have it, shouldn't have it, might not have it, someone might take it away from you, you get it and it all goes wrong. You got to start learning to make this really clean. Set the powerful intention. Opportunities are going to show up right away. So become hyper alert and watch for them. And that includes inspirations. I have tons of stories to share with you about inspirations when I'm asking, and then out of nowhere, out of left field, I get, look up this person on Facebook, or remember that person, or go to this lunch, or watch this movie, or read this book, or call this person, or a memory pops in my head. Those are breadcrumbs, and when I have followed them, they have brought me what I needed so much easier. When I didn't follow them, I felt like I was pushing and banging my head. So you learn when these opportunities show up, and you step into the opportunities. You trust that if it shows up, it is a match to you. So do not get into any of that, I'm not ready, I can't do this, what will they think, what if I mess it up? You asked for it. You ordered it. They're bringing it to your door. Receive it. Receive it. Engage and take action. So you can start looking at this and start with small things. Don't make your first thing be something that you are so charged with that it's going to throw up all your stuff and put you into stress default mode and put you into a healing crisis. Start with those things that you can measure and that you can see a result. Set one powerful intention, become hyper alert, start watching for the opportunities. When they show up, step into one opportunity. Say yes to one opportunity, and then take action. And that's where this inner work will be going on the whole time, for you to become consciously aware. to be able to clear that mental and emotional clutter, to get inspired, to get that inspiration, to see those actions coming in, to those opportunities, to step into the opportunities, and then to take that action. And taking the action is where it takes the mindset. So it takes the intuition, to the energy, to focus, to get clear, centered, and grounded is the energy management. To set the powerful intention and start moving in that direction. Then it takes intuition to see the opportunities and step into one. And then it takes mindset to actually take the action. You want to stay in action, even if it's baby steps sometimes. You want to stay in the action. And then you start assessing. You start reading the feedback. Then you have the opportunity to course correct, to act, assess, and adjust. You stay in action and you can repeat this cycle. So you set a powerful intention, an opportunity comes in, you take action, and then you get a result. And you say, I like that, but that wasn't quite what I wanted, or I want more. If you get what you want, you say right away and you feel it, yes, I love this. I want more. Give me more of this. If some parts of it need adjusting and course correcting, now you set your next powerful intention. You watch for the opportunities. You watch for what shows up. And then you take action. It has been great spending time with you today. Take that away with you today and use it. And join me again next week. Connect with me at sacredbusinesssuccess.com. This is Michelle Barr.
Feed your soul.